is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
Alive 90.5, the time now is 5 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock, and with a bit of luck, we should be able to get ourselves over to Parramatta Leagues Club. Hello.
Yes, thank you, Dom. Good morning. Thank you, Dom, for being in studio and helping us here at Love 90.5 and being our anchor. Love your work, mate. We're at Paraleagues Club and we've got Indy, lovely Indy, and also her mum, Megs. Megs Wedderburn. Now, Megs is a parent of one of the parent and a proud supporter and volunteer of Super Tea and Fair Fight Foundation. She'll be interviewed by Karenza and also Ainsley from the Positive Energy Show. Megs, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Ainsley, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good. Love to have you back. We met initially at Castle Hill Orisol. Yes, Indy?
Nah.
Oh, Indy, you're going to have to behave yourself. Everybody's listening. The whole of Sydney's listening, Indy. Awesome. Now, Megs, tell us a bit about your journey with Super Tea and what you've been doing around being, you know, your involvement with Super Tea and the journey that you've undertaken, how it's touched your life personally.
So our journey with Super Tea started in 2019. Indy's got a really rare type of epilepsy, so there is no cure. She'll never be controlled. And at this point, she's had just under half of her brain removed to save her life by the magical team at Randwick. So in 2019, as I said, she took a bit of a turn, and I had somebody on Facebook reach out to me and say, hey, I want to give Indy something. And that was our start of a journey with Super Tea. And I got this garment and I thought, oh, my gosh, how good is this? I don't have to worry about buying clothes and cutting clothes off when the team needs to get to them or when she's got things hooked up to her head. So that sort of started this and I went, oh, my gosh, how good is this? How come I didn't know about it? And sort of reached out to Jason and the rest is history. I know the impact that it's had on our family, on our child and on other children that we've been able to gift it to personally at Randwick. Being able to keep my foot in the door and help other families just like us is second to none.
Yeah, that is really touching. I mean, Indy, apologies earlier for telling you that the whole of Sydney is listening. You're doing a great job. Megs, that is really touching, really, that it's actually impacted you personally to that nature and the journey you've gone through. Meg, what message do you have for all the listeners out there wanting to get involved, wanting to contribute, wanting to participate and volunteer or even donate towards this worthy cause?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I say ignorance is bliss. If you don't have a sick child, nobody ever intends on having a sick kid, but unfortunately some of us live in this very complex medical world and never-ending rotation door of hospitals and doctors and treatments and this, that and the other. So if you don't have to live it, that's amazing, but if you can give back to people like us that do need to live it, jump over to supertea.org and sponsor a Super Tea. And to be honest with you, as a parent of a sick kid, it's the hug that you never knew you needed. To know that there's a stranger out there that absolutely cares and just wants to make you smile and make your kid smile is really something special.
Definitely. Now, Indy, I want to ask you a question. When you got your Super Tea, how did that make you feel?
Did you feel what? Strong?
Happy.
You felt happy?
Strong.
And did it make you feel stronger?
She's doing a strong girl arms,
and she's wearing a Super Tee at the moment. Really touching.
Did it make you feel like a superhero, Indy?
No.
What about this cape?
Oh, and the cape.
Get out.
Now, Megs, if you had to be a superhero and had a superpower, what superhero would that be?
I don't know what superhero would be, but the power that I'd have would be to heal people, let's be honest, because having a sick kid is a big significant life changer. So if I had a superpower, it would be to heal people and give kids back their quality of life.
It would heal you.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, Megs, thank you so much for the great work you're doing.